Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 210 of the Classic Podcast, and we feature Steve Bozell in one of my personal favorites. This is Steve trying to convince everybody, the owners of a personal, of a public pool, I should say, his attorney, his wife, everyone, that even though he willingly and purposefully peed in a public pool, it's okay because he drinks lots of water and he eats broccoli and he eats fennel and he eats cabbage. In other words, he eats all these things that clean up your urine. And he was embarrassed by his wife, who said to him very loudly, "Don't pee in the pool." So it's a classic Steve Bozell bit. Steve Bozell started life as Steve Warnell in Atlanta, Georgia. And I came up with the idea of this character when I was listening to people talking about the upcoming Daytona 500. The combination of a very strong Georgia accent and the rather earnest view of the race fans down there toward the Daytona 500, for some reason it created Steve in my mind. He started life as a fairly well-off businessman. In fact, Steve Bozell to this day is still the only character that I ever created that had his own show. He literally had the Saturday Night Show on WSB in Atlanta, and we did it for 6 months, 8 to midnight, Saturday night, the Steve Warnell Show. And he got a fan following, and there was a Steve Warnell fan club, and it was something else. Anyway, here is Steve Steve Bozell, living with April and the kids out there in Corona, California, and talking about how unfair it was that he couldn't pee in the pool. Steve Bozell, episode 210 of our classic podcast. With me this evening is Stephen Bozell. He is a construction contractor. Mr. Bozell, your business is construction, sir?
That's correct, yes, sir. Since 1996, when we come out to California and started a construction contracting business, doing both mostly commercial construction.
You have a litigation pending or a threatened litigation against Tyndale Public Pool in Corona. It is a public swimming pool?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Now, as I understand it, some of the people involved, not only the manager at that public pool, also your wife. Tell me what was happening. Now, you were talked to by somebody at that pool 2 weekends ago when you were there with your family, right?
Yeah, that is correct. And I tried to make the point that, first of all, I want to mention, Mr. Henry, as a way of telling you about this piece of litigation, is that my personal habits, my personal eating habits and drinking habits are pretty healthy. I mostly, all I drink is water. My diet is very good. I eat mostly fruits, vegetables, very like chickens and fish dishes. So while I do not certainly endorse, nor do I recommending that people relieve themselves in a public pool for any reason whatsoever, when I did, and I did mention my wife that I did on the date in question, which was on July 15th, I want the record to show that I drink very pure waters and I eat very pure foods.
And the reason why you mention that is because you know, they tell you do not urinate in public pools, and you did.
I did, sir.
Now, why would you do that? Why not just go over to the restroom?
As I told my attorney, and I also told the manager, Mr. Jim Glospel.
This was the man we talked to?
From the pool.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Is because it was not convenient to me where my wife and I were sitting, and we were with my brother's son, my nephew. It was just not convenient to me, so I waded down into the shallow end, and did then at that time, at that accorded time and place, pee, you know, in the pool and everything. And my question really is twofold. I drink a lot of water. I eat vegetables. I don't have urine that's infectious. Can I sue the public parks department of the city for not allowing me access? Because my attorneys advised me that I do have a case. And I'm not the usual kind of swimmer that they get. So our lawsuit is based on the Civil Rights Act of 1965.
And now, I saw where you're basing, and you got to understand now, sir, there's going to be people, you're basing your right to urinate in a public pool on the 1965 Civil Rights Act. Why? Because of the public accommodation?
That is correct, sir. The provision in the 1960s, I was denied public accommodation, yes, sir.
But the public accommodation for that kind of thing is a restroom.
And as I tried to explain to Mr. Glospel, who is the public pool manager, he came over and asked me in front of my own wife if I had gone in the pool, and I told him no, I had not. And my wife then later told me I was lying to the man, and I said that he would never have come over had she not made her public comment. And
well, your wife had said to you, you shouldn't do that, Steve, right? And it was overheard by a lifeguard?
That is correct. But I want to make this point, and it's a very important point. We have a lot of people coming to our public pool from out of the area. They bring their babies with them. They bring their young people with them. They have them swim in the pool. And you know that these individuals who come from out of the area, their children are going in the pool and everything like that. And yet these individuals who come in from out of the area are allowed there. But I, the one time that I did, I was publicly humiliated by the pool manager as well as my wife.
And well, you're saying that you should not have been spoken to by the man that way because you assured him that you drank nothing but pure water and so on and so forth. And that it was, now, to most people...
Well, that's correct.
But to most people, anybody that goes in a pool, it's infectious, okay? It's unhealthy.
Well, I understand, but because I had explained that to these individuals, they were well aware that I drink an enormous amount of water, so that my, you know, my pee is more pure than anybody's, and yet I got talked to like this. So your question's a little bit irrelevant. And I was approached by this Mr. Glospel. I was asked not to use the pool for that purpose, even though you have these people coming in from out of the area. And I told him, because most of these people are jealous that my urine is pure, and you know the old saying, they say, so you don't think your stuff doesn't smell, so jealousy's a big factor.
So you feel that you ought to be allowed to do this in a public pool, even though it's against the law?
No, I do not feel I should be allowed to, but I don't think that I should be castigated because mine's pure because of the amount of water I drink.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. This gentleman relieved himself in a public pool and was spoken to by the manager. And you tried to tell him you drink a lot of water and you eat very pure foods and you do not have an elimination that is infectious. Although you don't know that for sure, do you?
Well, sir, I take a great deal of good care to myself. I do yoga, I attend meditation classes and so on and so forth.
Now, you mentioned the people that come in from out of the area. Were any of these people spoken to by the lifeguard?
I didn't see any of them spoken to by either the lifeguard or Mr. Glospel, the pool manager, no. And they come in from out of the area with their babies. And
when you say they come from out of the area, what do you mean? So you live in the Corona area?
I live in the Corona area, yes, sir.
And these are individuals that do not live in Corona?
No, they do not. They are from out of the area.
How do you know that?
Excuse me?
How do you know that?
Because they are, certain type of people, you can tell. Most of the people that live in the Corona area are... mostly descendants of European Americans, and these are individuals who come from out of the area. Now they have their babies and their little ones, and you know full well. And I went to the pool manager, and I also went to the city council. I said, you know full well, when they put a baby out in the water, you know what the baby's doing. Why don't they talk to them about it?
The reason why this lifeguard came over and mentioned it to you is because your wife had said, Steve, don't go in the pool.
And he overheard her, yeah. But that, see...
I mean, he never would have said anything had your wife... Did you say you're going to go into the pool?
I had mentioned to my wife countless times. April is fully aware of the fact that I drink pure rainwater and I eat broccolis and hive. I eat two kiwis a day, which is a kiwi fruit, purifies the body. She was very much aware of my diet. She's very much aware of the purification processes that I do. And yet she says still... don't go in the pool, and she said it loud enough for him to hear. When he came over and talked to me, I said, okay, you're talking to me, even though I drink rainwater and I eat purification-type foods, and you haven't said anything to these people over here. And I pointed to these people. They were over over near the Southside Cabana, and I said that these people come from out of the area.
All right. I think you're assuming, sir, that because there's babies in the water, that the babies are relieving themselves in the water.
Well, I think it goes without reason, Mr. Hendry. There isn't a baby that's been put in the pool yet that can't control its bladder. And
well, a lot of these babies, for whatever reason, I shouldn't say for whatever reason, these are infants.
Yeah, because they're infants, you know full well that they're just going, man, like crazy, and no one's saying anything to these people, and they're from out of the area.
And all right. Unfortunately or fortunately, whatever the reason may be, nobody suspected that. They came up to you.
Well, that's what's unfair.
All right. Your complaint against the city of Corona and your complaint against the Public Parks Department there is based on the Civil Rights Accommodation Act of 1965, to wit, public accommodation is being denied to you.
And the Civil Rights Act of 1965 applies to a lot of these people that come from out of the area, see?
And so are you saying these people are black?
No, I'm not saying that. No, sir. You can just tell they come from out of the area.
Well, you said that most of the people that you know that use this pool are, quote, descendants of European Americans?
That is correct.
Which implies that the people from out of the area are descendants of who?
They are simply not people that come from the Corona area. That's all I need to tell you. And I will say this. You take a baby, you put them in the water, and man, if that kid isn't doing it, I swear, then there isn't a God in heaven, and yet I get singled out. Now, I agree. The lifeguard wouldn't have said anything to me.
See, it was your wife that opened her mouth.
Yes, sir, it was. And the lifeguard would not have said anything to me had April not said anything. And that's why I also asked my attorney, is it actionable against my wife? And he said it was not a good idea, or she said it was not a good idea to sue my own wife, even though I wanted to. But
and who is your attorney?
Dolores Blazingame of Riverside, California.
Dolores Blazingame. All right, this is you said you had a twofold question, and you wanted to make sure that, is your wife liable for any kind of legal action for humiliating you?
That is correct.
Why do you call that humiliating? Because she mentioned it?
She says to me, oh, Steve, you can't go in the pool. Like she might as well have just gotten out of Bullhorn and just broadcast it to all of the world. Hey, Steve, don't pee in the pool. And she knows full well of the distilled water that I drink. The pure broccoli and the cauliflower vegetables and so on.
I'm not familiar with these kinds of vegetables. Do they purify one's water elimination, if you will?
If you drink a lot of water, Mr. Henry, and then you go ahead and go and do your usual number one, it should come out just as clean as stream water.
But it's being filtered still through the human body, through the various chemicals and various toxins. The whole purpose of that is to rid the body of toxin.
Yes, but if the body's been rid of toxin, then all it is that the purifying of the water.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This man, he relieved himself in a public pool. They approached him about it. He felt that he was humiliated because he drinks lots of water, so it isn't that bad. And yet, there's a bunch of people at the other end of the pool who come from, quote, out of the area. And I don't know what he means by that, whose babies are in the pool, and they haven't been talked to at all. Anyway, he is suing the city on the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Part of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 allows people public accommodation, meaning no matter what your color, sex, race, you should be allowed to use the same restrooms as everybody else. I don't know anything about relieving yourself in a pool. But he said because he drinks nothing but rainwater and eats broccoli and kiwi fruit, his urine is purer. He also thinks there's a jealousy factor involved where the lifeguard, the pool manager, and some members of the city council may be attacking him because, quote, his urine is purer than theirs. 1-800-449-8686. It's a complicated case. We'll get back to Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California in a moment. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's summertime and we're using pools. We're using public pools or private pools. In the case of my guest, Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor in Corona, California, he was using the Tyndale Public Pool in Corona. His wife and his nephew were there. you admit, and I will tell you this much, Mr. Bozzelli, the first person I've ever known who admits that he actually relieved himself in a public pool. So,
well, I'm not looking for any kudos.
Well, I mean, but that's unusual in and of itself. But you're admitting it because you say it's not you relieving yourself in a pool. I guess you're saying is not as bad as the average person.
Well, no, sir, it is not, and I'm not holding myself up to be more special than anybody. But I drink, as I say, distilled boiled waters. I eat various purifying and detoxifying fruits, and I do yoga, and they're very pure and. And I think the city of Corona, California, as my attorney, Dolores Blatzgame, has outlined it to me, especially Ron Hudson, who is on the city council, is very much jealous of the fact that I have a pure, pee or uriner, if you will, than they do. And I think that's at the heart of a lot of this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Clyde. Clyde, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozzell.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead with your comment.
Hey, I've been listening to this conversation on the radio, and I don't call into these things, but the longer this man talks, the more obvious is that he is a total absolute ass. He's got no idea.
Sir, I don't think that... Do you know my
story?
Hey,
listen, I listened to you long enough. You listen to me.
Well, I think you know the whole story.
If the court wastes more than 10 seconds on your case, then the judge ought to be replaced, too. You ain't got a case. You're
what?
Trying to tell me that your pee don't stink.
No, sir, I'm not.
Yours is better than mine.
Uh-oh.
It's absolute lunacy. Insane.
Sir.
And the judge ought to kick out your case in 1 second and then turn around and ask which goofy attorney brought such crap into my court and throw them out, too.
All right, Mr. Bozzell, how do you respond?
Well, I understand a man's feeling because it is an unusual case, but why is it that people are allowed to come in?
It ain't unusual. There's ridiculous, asinine cases brought to court all the time.
Sir, they called Columbus crazy when he said the world was flat, or when he said it was round. Now, I'm bringing a case that, yes, is unusual. I don't doubt that.
You're bringing a case. Exactly what you're
Clyde,
doing.
Clyde, watch
you're
your language.
You're trying to tell me.
Clyde, watch your language.
To...
I got to ask the caller to watch his language, or I'm going to have to hang up on him.
Well, first of all, can I comment?
Go ahead. He said that your blank doesn't stink.
No, I'm not saying that my blank doesn't stink. I am saying that my eliminations are less foul-smelling on because of the purifying foods that I eat. But I'm not saying that at all. I'm simply saying that I got singled out while these people come in from out of the area with their infants who go in the pool and are doing all their mess.
Let me get the caller back here. Clyde, are you there?
Nothing to do with it. You know the rules. Don't be
don't
in the pool.
Clyde, you
you're more than 5 years old, so you can read, and you understand, even if you can't read, you know better than to pee in the pool, but you ain't got that much sense. You're too lazy to go walk off
well,
to
sir,
the bathroom.
Well, sir, I think you've got a jealousy issue. I'm
yeah,
sorry about
I'm
that.
Yeah, I'm jealous, all right.
You're
I'm
jealous.
Just glad you're in California and I'm in Missouri.
All right, Clyde, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. I would ask the callers to watch their language. Here is Denise. Go ahead, Denise.
Yes.
You're on
yeah.
the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think this is a terrible thing. This, you gentlemen knew what you did was wrong.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Should just admit it and go on your way and stop saying what you worry about other people might have done or not have done. You said the pool humiliated you. You are humiliating your own self by carrying this on. Longer than it needs to be done.
What about that, Mr. Bozzell, that you don't even need to bring this out in public?
Well, the reason I think it needs to be brought out in public is there are millions of Americans right now who are taking better care of their health, such as myself. I'm training for the Ironman Triathlon in Hawaii later on this summer. As a result, because of the purifying foods, the detoxification of vegetables and fruits and minerals that I do take, it is possible for some of us to relieve ourselves in a public pool and not leave any infection.
It doesn't matter. Who wants to be swimming in a pool with their family and have somebody else's urine all over them? You're just
like
there's something wrong with you.
Ma'am, mine is just like pure spring water. I can't say.
Well, no, you can't say that, sir, because as I mentioned, even the body itself has certain.
No, mine. It's not even. You wouldn't even notice it. And yet, here's these babies that are coming in from out of the area. These babies are coming in. All these babies, driving in from out of the area, and you know what they're doing. So that's all I got to say, Denise. And I hope,
yeah, I think you need to see a psychiatrist.
Well, ma'am, they said Columbus thought the world was flat, and they proved him, then they proved him wrong.
Yeah, you're totally disgusting.
Well, ma'am, I hope someday, God will forgive you for that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Columbus said the world was round. Everybody else thought it was flat. Phil Henry Show, Mr. Stephen Bozzella believes he can relieve himself in a public pool because his is more pure. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tomorrow night on the Phil Henry Show, Margaret Gray's Campaign 2004 report. Tonight, Tim Robbins will be with us for the first of his Tim Robbins reports, where he will discuss what is happening to the Robbins-Sarandon family, how the Bush administration, the CIA, and the Illuminati are making his life a living pure hell as he moves toward supporting Senator Kerry this 2004. Right on the line with me right now is Stephen Bozzell from Corona, California. Now, you readily admit you urinated in a public pool, which is against the law, sir. You could have been cited. You could have been cited. You could have been fined.
Yes, sir. I understand all of that. But of all the people that you would cite for relieving themselves in a public pool, why would you cite a man who has as a regular staple of his diet beetroot, celery, fennel, the white radish, also the cabbage, the broccolis, the variety of broccolis and Brussels sprouts, all of them natural diuretics, so that the end result is that I have I got pee that's better than Arrowhead spring water, and you can look that up. And so they cite me. And not all these people that are coming in from out of the area with their babies and all of their, and the oils that are left in the water.
You keep saying people from out of the area, but you won't identify who these people are. Where are they? Are you saying they're black?
No, sir, I'm not saying they're black.
Well, you keep saying out of the area. How do you know they're from out of the area? Because you said that most of the people around there are European American.
Yes, sir.
But the people from out of the area are not black.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they're out of the area.
And they're leaving oils in the water? Now, I don't know what you mean by cabbage.
See, you're yelling at me. How come you're yelling at me? They're the ones that are coming in from my...
Well, what do you mean beetroot and cabbage?
Those are natural diuretics.
1-800-449-8686. Wardell is on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozzell. Go ahead, Wardell.
Yes, I think that guy is crazy. Number one, a urine is a feast. No matter if you drink water 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that is still a feast because it's a body filtrate. That is a feast. I don't know what this man think he is or who he think he is.
I don't know the word you just used, a feast.
And
a feast?
And
what
the
you
people
say?
You talking about that's coming out of the area, apparently this man is a racist.
No, sir,
any
I'm not.
Two ways,
nothing could be further
any
from the truth,
ways,
sir.
Any two ways, this man urine, if that's here, he needs to cup it and drink it himself. No way you get in a public pool and urinate in a public pool and you got kids and other people that may be on dialysis drinking your feces.
Sir.
Water in a pool is definitely going to go in your mouth.
I don't
you
know what word you're
using. Some of the water.
Wardell, it's Phil Henry. Don't use whatever word that is you're using. I'm not saying it's profane. I just don't know what it is.
It's not fair.
Oh, you're talking about something else. No,
arrested. I think this man should be penalized for urinating in a public pool.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. Mr. Bozzell, your response to this man.
Well, see, he's yelling at me, and you're yelling at me, and everyone's yelling at me. Okay? Even though I eat fennel root and cabbage. Okay?
Okay, sir,
can I ask you
something?
Do you care to comment, sir, on the cabbages and Brussels sprouts that I eat?
But, sir, I need to ask you one thing to really clear my mind and clear a lot of the listeners' minds.
Yes, sir.
Sir, if your urine is so pure, do you ever try drinking your own urine, sir, since it's so pure and you drink so much water and you eat so much cabbage and broccoli? Have you ever tried bottling your urine and
Why would I want to do that? I've got bottled water.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you want someone else to do that, sir?
I don't want anybody
else. It's not pure enough for you to come out of your body for you to drink it that is pure enough for you to urinate in a public pool for somebody else to get it in their mouth.
Sir, let me.
You
let me,
are sick.
No, hold on, sir. Let me put it. I wouldn't drink lake water necessarily, but I would swim in a lake. Okay.
No, sir. Lake water and urine is two different things.
You know as well as I do. Okay, I got a better example. Do you go swimming in the ocean? Yes. Can you drink it? No. I got you.
Okay, sir. But
I got you with that
something.
One. I got you with that one.
You are so pure from your own body.
You say
your
it's pure,
own body.
Yeah. You didn't say there was.
You cannot drink it. When you can drink your own urine and feel comfortable, then you need to come back to the public court and apologize to the public. Because, sir, you are sick.
How am
I sick?
And
your wife know you were sick. That's why she told you. Even though she know your diet, your wife knew that still was nasty.
Wait a
that
second.
That still was contaminated urine.
No, hold on.
That's why your wife exploited you.
Have you ever had white radish or beetroot?
What so difference does it make?
That kind of stuff. It doesn't even matter.
Well, white
urine is urine. It's a waste.
Well,
it's
sir,
a waste, sir.
What about the Public Accommodations Act of the Civil Rights Act of 1965?
Sir, I'm not worried about 1965 because, sir, this is 2004. Those rights and those titles need to be changed, sir, because you need to be penalized.
No, nothing needs to be changed.
You violated a lot of people's rights if you really think about it.
Do you eat asparagus?
Because you have violated a lot of people's rights, sir.
Hold on. I want to ask you what you just said there, Mr. Bozell. Do you eat asparagus? You asked Wardell that?
Yeah, do you eat asparagus? Because that's one of
yes, I do eat asparagus.
Okay, that's the most purifying vegetable in the world.
Okay, but it still don't give me no reason to go and urinate into a public pool.
Wait a minute, you eat asparagus? That's funky, man. You kidding me?
Sir,
I can tell you this to both of you gentlemen.
The civil rights to any of the listeners.
The Civil Rights Act.
Why would you urinate
in the
pool?
You can't use the Civil Rights Act of 1960. First of all, the Civil Rights Public Accommodation
Act says...
Sir,
you are hiding behind that Civil Rights Act.
If the 1965 Civil Rights Act says you can use public restrooms...
What about public pools?
They need to change that.
You can swim in a public pool.
And you need to be penalized.
Well,
you need to be penalized because
you need to be penalized.
A whole bunch of people right
between you and me.
I don't think he does either. I will say
and I even feel like that's almost molestation intended children.
Oh, come on.
Actually, urinating in the water, that kids are in the water playing.
Did you say in the penalty box?
Come on, putting the baby in the water. What the first thing a baby going to do? Open his mouth.
Let me, you're not
Jesus.
No, sir, I'll tell you right
you
now.
You need to be penalized.
You need to be locked up. In the penalty box, like they have in a hockey game.
They need a paddle to say... Do you need to be locked up, or you need to be compensated?
All right, you're jealous.
Do you need to be locked up?
You're just jealous because I eat
compensated.
Sir, you are jealous because I eat beetroot.
No, sir.
All right,
no, sir.
Wardell, thank you.
Can save you from being compensated.
Both of you can go. You know what? Both of you gentlemen can go straight to the horned one.
Oh, he hung up.
Yes, he did hung up because I put some right points on him.
Well, you did, and I think you made some
very
good points.
That guy needs to be locked up.
Let me just make this point, too, to anybody. The public accommodations part of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 talks about being able to use a bathroom for a bathroom and a pool for a pool, but not use one or the other for the... Oh, hold on for a minute. He just called back.
Did you hear what I said?
Why did you hang up on me and then call back?
Because I still want to get an answer. Are you jealous because I eat fennel and beetroot?
Exactly.
Exactly. What does that mean?
I'm sorry. Never mind.
It's okay. Wardell, thank you for your call. Am I jealous because you eat beetroot?
Yes.
Yeah, man, I'm super jealous. Like, I can't get the stuff myself.
Well, it's very rare.
No, it ain't. I can go down to Vons and buy it. What do you mean it's very rare?
You know what? I hope you roast on a spit, and I hope the devil's got a nice garlic garnish for you.
Okay, you know, pal, tell you what, Mr. Bozell, if you're still listening, and I know you are, I know you hung up on me and just turned your radio right up, okay? I know that you probably are listening to every word that I'm saying. I may burn in hell, okay? But one of the things that I will not have to go to hell for is peeing in a public pool. I think that's something you can burn in hell for, though. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Tell him if he... What do you want?
I didn't listen to you.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hang up and listen to you, and I heard what you said. That's slanderous.
What do you mean you didn't hang up and listen to me?
You said, oh, he's probably hanging up and listening to me right now, and I did not do that.
And then how did you know I said that?
Because I guessed at it. I guessed that you were saying it.
Hey, tell you what, man.
Maybe telepathy.
Yeah, maybe I'll let beetroot.
It has shown some telepathic properties, yes, sir. I know you're laughing, but white radish has shown in clinical test after clinical test.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. So, if you want to read people's minds, eat more white radish.